Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Hallelujah, praise God. You gotta go get your blessing. Hallelujah, amen. You gotta go possess that thing. Hallelujah, praise God. And the enemy can't stop you because it is rightfully yours. Hallelujah, on tonight. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. Amen to the Comedic Jewish Fellowship. Featuring Apostle Eldon Curry, praise God, coming out of, praise God, Long Beach, California. West Coast is most definitely in the house. Praise God, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, hallelujah.
We want to, from y'all to our Saturday morning service, praise God, we want to remind everybody, please mute your phone if you have any background conversations going on. Praise God, hallelujah, so that we don't disturb the spirit of the flow of the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So we just thank God for each and every person who's called in, everybody who has tuned in on today. Amen. Somebody please put your phone on mute. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you on today for allowing us to come together in your name. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you for the flow of the Holy Spirit on this morning. Hallelujah. Moving in a mighty way. Hallelujah. We bind the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Of rebellion on this morning. Hallelujah. We bind the spirit. Hallelujah. Of destruction on this morning. Hallelujah. We bind the spirit, hallelujah, that's trying to prevent us from receiving your word. Lord, we thank you in advance, for the first fall of the anointing. Hallelujah, all this morning. And we thank you in advance, Lord, for the bread of life, which you are about to break with your people. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes,
amen. And amen.
Man,
praise
hallelujah.
God on today. Hallelujah. We need to give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Because he's worthy to be praised. He blessed us to wake up this morning. He started us on our way.
Yes.
He is worthy.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Hallelujah. To be praised. Hallelujah on today.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to open up service. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we want to go to the throne of grace with our testimonies on today. Hallelujah. Amen. And we want to go to Psalms 100. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And it reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Praise God. Hallelujah. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on this morning. Hallelujah. I always read Psalms 100, praise God, because I believe that the Spirit of the Lord told me that this is the attitude that we are supposed to have, praise God, hallelujah, when we come before the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, praise God. All too many times we come with the wrong attitude when we are supposed to have an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah, praise God. See, David was thankful for what God had already done in his life. Hallelujah, praise God, despite his shortcomings. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm going to say that part again. Despite his shortcomings. Praise God, hallelujah.
Yes.
God had been good to him. Praise God, hallelujah. And a lot of times, amen, we look at the trouble that we cause for ourselves. Hallelujah, praise God. And act like God, amen, ain't leading and guiding us. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Almost to blame it on him, the troubles that we bring on ourselves. But David recognized, I caused my own problems. Lord, have mercy, praise God. But God has been good to me. I got no reason, hallelujah, to be down. I got no reason to be struggling. Hallelujah, praise God. Whatever I'm going through because I caused it. I just got to deal with it. I'm still going to praise God, hallelujah. I'm still going to magnify his name. I'm still going to get his praise in my mouth. This is why he got up off of his knees and said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, praise God, because I want to be in his presence. I'm thankful, hallelujah, to feel his presence. I'm thankful to feel his spirit. I'm thankful to feel his anointing. I'm thankful, hallelujah, praise God. Are you thankful today? Praise
Amen.
God, hallelujah. Because when you begin to show God how thankful you are, God will begin to open up more doors. God will begin to open up those windows of heaven just a little bit more and pour out a little bit more blessing. And then before you know it, the floodgates are wide open. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because you showed God your appreciation, hallelujah, for everything he's already done. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. We want to get to the word on today, but we want to get three hot, fiery testimonies on the goodness of the Lord on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the phone lines are open. Amen. Praise God. The floor is open. Praise God. Hallelujah. Do we have a testimony this morning on the goodness of the Lord? Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Can you all hear me?
Yes, brother. Hallelujah.
How you doing? Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
First of all, I'm giving honor to God. for keeping me safe another day. I thank you, praise God, for life, health, and strength. I thank you, praise God,
thank
for
you.
Bringing me. Thank you, praise God, for a keeper. You know he's a keeper. I thank you, praise God, for blessing me. Blessing me for being here another day and for keeping me and giving me the opportunity and the chance and to get it right. I thank God for the word, hearing the word today that said, creating me a clean heart and renew your right spirit in me. I thank God for where I am today in him. I thank him for having more of him and less of myself. More of him and less of myself. You all be blessed in the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
Praise
hallelujah.
God, Mother Alberta. Praise God. Do we have another testimony on this morning? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Do we have another testimony on this morning? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, we do. Good morning, church family. Good morning, everyone.
Praise
God.
Good morning.
My testimony. Good morning. My testimony is I want to thank the Lord for keeping me another night, keeping me another day, for waking me up, for his provisions he provides on a daily basis. I want to thank the Lord for protecting me and my household and my family and friends and everyone on the prayer line. I just want to thank the Lord for who he is and what he has done in my life in the past and what he's going to do in the present. I want to thank the Lord for each and everyone that's on the prayer line. I just want to thank him for who he is. You know, I want to thank him that I'm staying focused on him and the word. And
amen.
I won't tie up the line because, you know, you could thank the Lord all day long. I mean, he's just been so good to everyone. And, you know, if you appreciate him and thank him for little things, he'll bless you with bigger and better things. But, you know, nobody wants to feel like they're unappreciated, so... We have to praise him and show him appreciation for what he has done. So, that's it.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for this testimony on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We got time for one more on this morning. Praise God. Do we have another testimony on the goodness of the Lord? Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord, Sister Virgie.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I just give God all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that he deserves. He deserves the glory. He deserves the praise. I thank you, praise him, that he woke me up this morning on a brand new day, a day I never seen before, clothed in my right mind. Hallelujah. I left Palmdale, California, about 2 months and couple of weeks ago and came to Fordyce, Arkansas on a mission to do some work here and well, actually the work hasn't been done yet. And I tell you, you know, I just thank God for patience. I didn't ask him, you know, to give me more patience or anything like that, but I just thank and praise him that he's teaching me to be patient. He's teaching me to wait on him, you know, because I mean, I've been sitting and I want to, you know, I don't want to doubt the Lord. I know that everything is in his hand. That's what's going on. And you know, I just be feeling like, well, you know, maybe I should just throw in the towel. But I still have to, and I know I have to leave it in the Lord's hand is what I'm trying to say, and quit doubting what's going to happen because God didn't bring me this far, hallelujah, God, to leave me now. Hallelujah, some things have taken place already. But, you know, when you thinking this thing's going to jump off in the first month or the second month you get here and it don't, man, you just start, you know, wondering why. So I just thank God for my heart of love for the Lord and the patience that he's given me. And, you know, stop saying, woe is me and why me. You know, I want to get all those words out of my mouth to say, Lord, you got it. It's in your hands. And so I ask you all to continue to pray for me. Stay in Palmdale, California. I do have a home here in Arkansas, and just trying to get the work done. But once again, just pray for me. Just let it go and let God. Let go and let God. And so just keep me in your all's prayer. Keep me in your prayer. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Evangelist Ms. Virgin, for that testimony. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I heard the Lord saying while you were speaking, praise God, those who wait on the Lord, hallelujah, praise God, shall mount up with wings like eagles. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. It may not have popped off in the first couple of months, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you wait on the Lord, hallelujah, it's going to come to pass. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for each and every person that has called in thus far. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you didn't get a chance to put your testimony on the throne of grace, we will be opening up the line after the word of God. Praise God. We want to remind everybody why the word of God is taking forth. Going forth. If you have any background noise, praise God, or any questions, amen, please mute your phone and hold your questions to the after the word of God is complete. Praise God, and we'll be more than happy to indulge your questions at that time. Praise God. Now, with that being said, hallelujah, praise God. Are you ready for the word of God, hallelujah, on today? Praise God, hallelujah. I'm going to say that one more time. Are you ready for the word of God, hallelujah, on today? Are you ready for the bread of life, hallelujah, on today? Hallelujah. The Bible says that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. We are ready to hear the word out of the mouth of God through the man of God on today. Praise God. So without further ado, praise God, hallelujah, I am going to introduce to some and present the others, hallelujah, the leader of the Comedic Jewish Fellowship, praise God, hallelujah, none other than the Holy Apostle himself, Eldon Curry. Apostle, it is in your hands. Allow the Lord to use you as he always does. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Come on and give God praise, everybody. Come on, clap those hands and give God a praise offering. Come on, give your praise offering to the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift you up, God. We declare you to be the only true living God, the only wise God, the only merciful God. Hallelujah. We love your name this morning, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that this is the day that you have made, God, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Somebody magnify the Lord right now. Glory to God. Let your offering go up before him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord with the fruit of your lips. Come on, God. Hallelujah. Come on, people. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise God with the fruit of your lips. Hallelujah. Let your fruit go up before the Lord. Hallelujah.
God, hallelujah.
The Bible says, let the redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed out of the hand of the enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise God for his goodness. Hallelujah. If God be good to you, come on and bless his name. Hallelujah. If he's done anything for you, hallelujah, come on and bless his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to his great name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
How many of you happy about the Lord this morning?
Yes. Yes, Lord.
How many of you know that if it wasn't for him waking us up this morning, we wouldn't be here? Come on here, somebody. And not only did he wake us up, but he woke us up in what? In our right mind, hallelujah. Somebody needs to praise God that you're in your right mind, glory to God. That somebody not in their right mind is wrong. I praise you, God, for waking me up in my right mind, glory to God. Hallelujah. Woke up with my mind, and I woke up with my mind on you. somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, so you say, I woke up this morning with my mind, and it stayed. Oh, my God. Everybody say, name of my mind is on him this morning. Hallelujah. I woke up this morning with my mind on him. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Somebody give God a praise. Somebody give God a praise offering. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And then I looked around and I was in my right mind and then I had use of my limbs. Glory to God. Somebody needs to praise God for the use of your limbs. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
How many know that there's some blessing? Come on here, somebody. We need to start counting our blessings, glory to God. Hallelujah. God said we're not counting our blessings enough, glory to God. We're complaining too much, glory to God. We need to be thankful, glory to God. Hallelujah. Our servant said be thankful unto him and bless his name, hallelujah. Be thankful unto him, glory to God. How many know that the more we're thankful to God, the more they make him do for us? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You start thanking God for what you got, then you turn around and then you see more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
And bless his name, for the Lord is good. Not gonna be good. Not was good. Hallelujah. But is good. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I mean that is present tense. Hallelujah. Is mean that he's good. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
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 You ain't got to wait till later in the blessing. I mean, if you just think about it, you got something to bless him for right now. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody need to praise him that you fill with his Holy Spirit. Somebody need to praise him for the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving me.
Because somebody ain't got the Holy Ghost. But thank you, Lord, for giving me your spirit. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you for filling me up. Hallelujah. So I can give you praise. Somebody that's not ashamed. Glory to God. Come on, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Somebody need to pray for your life, for your health, for your strength. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for giving me life. Thank you, Lord, for giving me health. Thank you, Lord, for giving me strength. Come on, give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God.
Can we go through this praise thing too quick? Glory to God. God been burning us and we've been ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, that you've been a doctor. Thank you, Lord, you've been my lawyer. Thank you, Lord, Boko, Yada, my father, for being my father. Thank you, glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
When I think about the goodness of Yahshua and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Come on here, somebody. Give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody's soul needs to cry out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, you've been crying out, but your soul needs to cry out because God has saved your soul. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And you still saved. Come on here, somebody. Some folks, they got saved, but they ain't still saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes.
Some people got saved, and they walked away from their salvation. But hallelujah, we still saved. Somebody need to praise God that you yet saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
I'm yet saved. Hallelujah. Another day, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Another day's journey, and I'm glad about it. Hallelujah. I'm still saved. Hallelujah. Tell somebody online and they say, neighbor, I'm just happy that I'm still saved. Glory to God. I still love God. Hallelujah. I still love his word. Glory to God. I still love his Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hey, I'm still saved. Glory to God. I can still call on his name and he still answer me. Hey, glory to God. I'm still saved. Hallelujah.
Yes, still saved. Hallelujah.
Hey! Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. The devil thought he had me, but I got the enemy tried to mess with me, but no one will fall against me, will prosper. Glory to God. I'm still saved. Hallelujah.
Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for keeping me.
Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 None like you. I don't know what that means to somebody, but hallelujah. It sure means everything. Glory to God. Can that mean if I'm still saved, when he cracked the sky, I'm going back with him. Somebody give God a shout. Oh, boy, God, I'm out there, though. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. I'm trying to live this life so I can live again. Glory to God. I ain't getting comfortable down here. This just a rehearsal. Glory to God. But when we get to heaven, y'all, we gonna really say, come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything is an offer. Everything is an offer. Hallelujah. We got to put our best foot forward. Come on here, somebody. God said, don't just put your foot forward. Put your best foot forward. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Yes, Lord.
Because whatever God do, he gave his best for us. Come on here, somebody. God don't give us his second best. He gave us his best. Hallelujah. That's why, amen, I don't see how we can want to shortchange God. Hallelujah. Why? Because he don't shortchange us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another praise offering. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is another blessed Sabbath day. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I send you greetings and love. Amen. Glory to God. The fellowship is getting ready to get bigger. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, thank you for coming in to the Jewish, for the Command Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me say that again. The Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's time to go global. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. God is saying it's time to go global. Glory to God.
Yeah.
See, God is the God of my expanding your vision. See, when God started expanding your vision, you start seeing things in a bigger perspective. Hallelujah. See, God says, I got to get you out the box, because I got so much more outside the box that if you don't look at it, you'll miss it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. God said to expand your dream. God said to expand your vision. God said to expand. Whatever God has given you, he's about to multiply. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Come on and give God praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes and amen.
Virgin, the Lord telling me to tell you that he's getting ready to enlarge your territory.
Yes, Lord.
He said, I'm getting ready to enlarge your territory. There's a thing you've been talking to God about, and God said, I want you to see beyond where you are, because I'm getting ready to put more in your hand. How many of you know when you're a faithful steward that God know how to reward us when we're faithful?
Yes, 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 Lord.
He said, if you be faithful on a few things, I'll make you ruler over many. God know how to expand.
Hallelujah.
Come on here, somebody. And we might not think it's nothing, but God said, I'm looking at how you do the little. And God says, little is much when I am in it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
It might not seem like nothing, but everything you got is an offering. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And when you give God your offering, guess what he's going to do? He's going to multiply it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel God in this thing. Hallelujah. He's going to multiply. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What did he do with the little boy's lunch? Hallelujah. And they ain't even having no food. Yahshua said, God disabled to see who got some food around. See, we got all these people out here. We can't let these people starve, amen. Go find somebody and see if they got any food. You know, nobody had nothing. But this little boy, this little lad, man, he just had enough for him. But he gave his offering to the Lord. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
He was able to put his hunger aside for the Lord. Come on. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Y'all hear what the Holy Ghost is saying this morning. He said, your offering is about to be multiplied. Hey, don't be cool. Y'all speak it, Lord. Your offering is about to go global. I wish somebody kept this in the Holy Ghost. God said, what you gave me was a little, but when it come back, I told the poor God that I must take it. It's going to come back. Hallelujah. Good measure. Press down. Shake it together and run it over. I wish somebody, hallelujah, would pray God for Luke 6:38. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. And some of you sowed a big seed, and God said, hallelujah, I got to get you ready for what I'm about to do for you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to blow your mind. Can anybody stand for their mind to be blown? No. See, when God blow your mind, he blow it in a good way. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Lord Jesus.
See, God will do something so big, you say, Lord, help me to receive this, Lord. Help me, because, Lord, this seems like a dream, Lord. Hallelujah. Help me to just receive the blessing. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You are the last party in the conference.
God is saying this morning, he said, glory to God, I'm getting ready to bless my people because I want to show the world that they can't outdo me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Woo! Somebody need to get excited. God is, I'm going to bless you because I'm getting ready to make you, amen, a signal in the world that I'm still who I say I am. Come on here, somebody. How many know that God is the I am God? Hallelujah. And God is I'm more than enough. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That's why he's trying to get us out of the mentality of just having enough. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Because I feel in the Holy Ghost, everybody online, be a blessing. You don't just want to be blessed. You want to be able to be a blessing. How many know that you can't be a blessing if you got just enough?
Yeah. Hallelujah.
You can't give out like you want to when you got just enough. But when God come in and give you more than enough, then you can start giving to other people. Mm-hmm. Give it to your brother. Give it to your sister. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Give it to the homeless. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But God said, first, I got to put you in the place to where I can make you more than enough. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
People talk about money is bad, but let me tell you what the scriptures say about money. In Ecclesiastes, the Bible says, money answers all things. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I can't hear nobody right now. The Bible says that it answers all things. Hallelujah. And then it turns around in the scripture and it says that the love of money, it's the root of all evil. Not money itself, the love of it. Come on here, somebody. Anything you love more than God, then it gets in the way of you and God. And the love of money is the root to evil because that means you'll do anything to get it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
That means that you'll go against the laws of God. That means you'll lower your standard. Come over here, somebody. That means you'll do things out of your character. Why? Because a little money got you acting funny. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Jesus.
Tell your neighbor a lot, say neighbor.
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 Don't let the money make you act funny. Hallelujah. Stay with the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, hallelujah, glory to God, money is going to lose its value. And you still got to have your value intact with God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
Money is temporary. God is eternal. Oh, I wish somebody tested in the Holy Ghost. Money is temporary. God is eternal. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
And I'm not saying that God don't want us to have. God is saying, I just don't want things to have you. Come on here, somebody. I want you to make me the center of everything. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So if he is the I am God, that means that everything I need, he is.
Yes.
Y'all got to catch this revelation God throwing out to y'all this morning on this Sabbath day. Glory to God. This is the Sabbath day. Somebody praise God for the Sabbath day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Lord. Hallelujah. Sunday ain't the Sabbath day. This is the Sabbath day. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is freeing us. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. Can't you see what God is doing? God is freeing you. Hallelujah. Who the Son say free is free indeed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Neither time are we free, but we ain't free in our spirit. We ain't free in our mind, glory to God. We ain't free in our heart. God is saying, I want you to be free indeed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for freedom, Lord.
Everything is an offering, beloved. Why do you think the enemy fight us so much in an offering? It don't mean nothing.
Come on now.
Can anybody hear me this morning?
Come on now.
I'm on one this morning, y'all. Hallelujah. How many of you know that the enemy only faced you with something that is important? Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Can y'all hear me this morning?
Hallelujah.
Oh,
yeah.
Amen.
Why do you think he fights you for getting in the Word? He don't want you to get in the Word. He'll fight every way to try to deter you from getting in God's Word. He said, no, you don't need to read that. You got something else you need to do. No, I need to do what God's telling me to do. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Right.
God tell you to give something. Here come the enemy. Now, you know you got this bill over here that you need to be paid.
Come on now.
You know you got your rent. You know you got all these notes over here. How you going to do it if you get that to God?
Glory to God.
Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Lord. You need to shut the door up and tell me, but my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout. Hallelujah. You got to learn to shut the devil up. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then you go to Psalm 23:1. It says that the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. I shall not want. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Come on, prophetess. Hallelujah. You got to know how to shut the devil up. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on, you with the enemy, and just put that word on it. Glory to God. Say, yeah, I'm finna show this. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give a little more. Since you started talking to me, glory to God. You done called me to want to give God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know the enemy don't start talking till God got a big blessing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because he don't want you coming to your inheritance. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We're heirs with God and joint heirs with Christ. Come on here, somebody. You got to know who you connected to. Glory to God.
I want a cattle on a thousand hills. Everything belongs to you.
Come on, prophetess. Hallelujah. God, almost so cold, yet I'm by son. It's your choice. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. I want you to say it out loud right now. Say, God.
God.
In my source. Hallelujah.
Yes, my source. Hallelujah. Yes.
Come on, give God a praise.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The enemy's scared of your offer. That's why he's trying to fight against it. He's scared of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He don't want you to get nothing. Because he know that whatever you give, God going to multiply it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many of you know God is in the multiplication? Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God want to give us a pressed down blessing. Hallelujah. Got so much in there that he got to pack it down because he got some more coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost moving right now, y'all. Hallelujah to God. Listen, go with me right quick to Genesis. Glory to God. Chapter 4. I'm going to show you something. Look, the Lord showed to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Genesis chapter 4. Verse 3.
Amen.
Genesis chapter 4, verse 3. So we're going to see something right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I pray this here, right here. If this don't motivate you, if this here don't inspire you, I don't know what will. Amen. Because it's the Holy Ghost talking right here. Okay, go with me to verse 3. Is anybody there? Shout hallelujah if you're there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, glory to God. And the word of the Lord says, it says, in the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. Verse 4, and Abel also brought an offering. the fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want y'all to see this thing. Both of them boys brought an offering. Cain brought his offering to the Lord, and he brought the Lord what he wanted to give him, what he thought that he should accept from his hands. Glory to God. Abel brought his offering, but he brought the fat. Glory to God. He brought the good stuff. He brought the first. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody said he broke him off first. Glory to God. He gave him his best. Glory to God. When you give God your best, glory to God, God said, I got to do something.
Lord, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You giving out your needs, right?
Hey, glory to God. You giving out of your needs, you giving the best that you got. You don't have to need a baker. You giving him the best that you got. Glory to God. God said, if we be like to need a baker and give him the best that we got, God said, I would give you my best. Hallelujah. Somebody need to give God a shout of praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Both of them boys, they gave to put their offering before the Lord. And then it says, and the Lord looked with favor on Abel. Come on here, somebody. And his offering. Come on here, somebody. Now, knowing that God separated him from his offering. When that boy gave that offering, God said, I'm going to favor you and your offering. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
It's why the enemy fights us in such a way, because he knows that the offering opens up the doors to God's heart. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it ain't that God need it as bad as we need to give it to God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Why? Because everything comes from him. Come on here, somebody. And when we give God our best, God is saying, now I can give you even more than what you had before, because you're proving that you're a good steward. Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Charlie, God, we can't never just give God what we want to give God. Why? Because God gave us everything we got. It comes from him, glory to God. So why not give God your best to show him how much you appreciate, how much he's giving you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So the Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. Come on here, somebody. So Cain didn't have no favor, but Abel had the favor. Come on here, somebody. Why? Because Cain disrespected God through his offering. Come on here, somebody. I hope you listen to what the Holy Spirit of God is saying. Your offering show what you think about God. So God is always looking at how you give to me, because how you give to me show what you think. Okay.
Hallelujah.
Let me use this example. Have you ever said when somebody brought you a gift, oh, it's just a thought that counts. Thank you for thinking about me. Now that we lie, glory to God, because when they bring you something we really don't want, they say, you got the audacity.
Yeah.
To give him something like this. But we don't tell them that because we don't want to hurt their feelings. They brought you a Cain offering. Glory to God. And they want you to praise them for it. Glory to God. Now, if we feel like that, how do you think God feels? Glory to God. God says, I'm the creator. Honey, I woke you up this morning. Is this what you think about me? Somebody give God a shout. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, look at them like that now. Cain offering. You give me a
Cain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God saw that Cain's offering because he gave him some of the bad that he had and not the good. He didn't give him what was off the top, glory to God. See, we try to treat God like we treat each other. We don't give God off the top. We give God what we want him to have. God, you should be just thankful that I'm giving you something. No, that's a Cain spirit, hallelujah. And you wonder why you ain't getting. God is saying, because you ain't sending your offering to me the way you need to. Come on here, somebody. Give God a shout. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But look at verse 5. But on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry, and his face was downcast. Come on here, somebody. He had the audacity to be mad because God wouldn't accept his offering. Come on here, somebody.
Jesus.
But see, Cain didn't have no love for God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. When you got love for God, amen, you're not going to give God just anything. Lord, I'm giving you this because I love you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
And when you get my offering, I want you to know how I feel about you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And in verse 60, it says, then the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? Hallelujah. Why are you mad? Because I didn't accept your garbage. Woo, stay with me in the Holy Ghost. Why are you mad? Because I rejected what you saw to give me and not give me your best. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. Glory be to God.
And then he says, if you do what is right, come on here, somebody. Look, if you do what is right, hallelujah. If you do what is right, glory to God, hallelujah. You will not, be accepted. God says, if you give me your best, will I not accept you? Hallelujah. I'll let you in if you act right. Come on here, somebody. He was giving him a chance to act right, but it wasn't in his nature. Come on here, somebody. How many know that we got to be careful when we name our kids? Because Cain means mother. Come on here, somebody.
Jesus.
His name meant murderer. Come on here, somebody. So his name kept him from acting right. Come on here, somebody.
Yep, Lord.
Wow.
But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Word.
That means that if you don't get it together, if you don't obey me, sin is ready to take you over. Come on here, somebody. But it started because he wouldn't act right with the offering.
So he got cursed.
But God tried to give him a chance to be like Abel. But how many know Cain was not able? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Y'all didn't catch that. Cain was not able.
Amen.
He called it prophet. Cain was not able. Glory to God. Not only was he not able, but he was not able. How many know you got some haters on you right now because of your giving? Hallelujah.
Amen.
They hating on you because they can't be you. Glory to God. They hating on you because you giving what God wants you to give, and they being stingy with their stuff, and they wonder why God is blowing on their stuff, and then they looking at you, how you can dress like that, how you can have that. Hallelujah. Why you got to have that kind of car? Why you got to be wearing that kind of clothes? Don't you worry about it. I'm blessed. Glory to God. I deserve it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Keep us up.
Hallelujah.
Y'all start tripping about people hating on y'all. You can't get around no haters. Glory to God. You're going to have some haters. Hallelujah. You got to have somebody to sit at your table. Glory to God. When you get blessed, you got to have somebody looking you in the face. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know that a steak tastes so much better when you eat it in the presence of somebody that didn't want you to have it? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they're sitting there looking at you with envy. Hallelujah. I don't know how you got that steak. Don't worry about it. I'm going to eat it right in front of you, glory. I'm going to let you know how good it is, glory to God. I'm going to let the juice work on my mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is a good God. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
He tried to warn Cain. He said, if you don't do right with your offering, sin is at the door. And sin is waiting to take you over. Look, then he says, it desires to have you. Hallelujah. It desires, glory to God. The enemy wants you, Cain.
That's why I always got him through the offering.
Yeah. God is saying, if you can't honor me in your offering, then the enemy is at the door waiting on you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Help, Lord.
Somebody give God a prayer.
Hallelujah.
He says, it desires to have you. But you must rule over it. Come on, here, somebody. How many know the only way you can rule over your sin is to be obedient to God? Hallelujah.
That's right. Amen.
That's the only way that you can defeat the devil is by being obedient. Hallelujah.
So he was that now. He was
going to
take his brother's life. That's
crazy. Over and over. Glory to God.
Glory be to God. Thank you.
Verse 8 says, now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field. You got to be careful when people invite you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, he came. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's go out to the field. For what? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Come on, preachers. Come on now.
He should have knew something when Cain was trying to invite him to go somewhere. You got to be careful. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, Pastor, I just want to be accepted. Jesus wasn't accepted. Glory to God. Get over it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Say that. Say it. Yeah.
Preach.
You can't turn no hater into a celebrator. Get over it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
You better preach, man.
You better be happy with you and Jesus. You and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
You ain't got to go everywhere people invite you to. Glory to God. Sometimes you got to know when a person's heart is not right towards you, you got to know when to say no. No, thank you. No, thank you. No, thank you. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're telling the truth? Yes.
Look how Cain baited Abel in. Now Cain said to his brother Abel, let's go out to the field.
Mm-hmm.
While they were in the field, Cain attacked his brother Abel and killed him, glory to God. Why? Because he didn't want to be like him. He wanted to be him. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You got to be careful of jealous people. You got to be careful because people... You don't know what they have in their heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When they invite you somewhere, when they tell you, let's go here or let's go there. No! If God don't tell me to go, I ain't going. Hallelujah. Oh, I can't hear nobody. I said, if God don't tell me to go, I ain't going with you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Abel trusted his brother Cain. That was his first mistake. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they were brothers, they had different natures. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Cain's nature was different from Abel. And it was proven by their offering. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so then the Lord said to Cain, where is your brother Abel?
Yeah.
Look what Cain said. I don't know, he replied. Am I my brother's keeper? Listen here. He gets smart with God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a wonder God didn't take the breath out of his body. Come on here, somebody. While he was yet talking. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Definitely.
And the Lord said, what have you done?
Yeah.
Listen, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Let me tell you, when you give a God offering, the blood will cry out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is y'all still online this morning?
Amen.
When you plant seed, let me tell you something. Whenever the devil trying to do something, the blood will back you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Yeah.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen. The blood cried out for his brother. Why? Because he had sold an offering. Because he gave an offering to the Lord. And the Lord has favor with his offering. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, he did.
Amen.
Don't you know everybody can handle your favor?
Amen.
Speak, Holy Ghost, speak. Everybody can't handle your favor with God. Come on here, somebody.
Help, Lord.
Just because you got the favor don't mean that your neighbor got the favor. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
You got to connect with people that got the same favor like you. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Glory to God.
Come on.
You shouldn't be walking with somebody that ain't got God's favor.
Come on now.
Amen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're going to be able to go in the door, and they're not going to be able to go in. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then they're going to end up getting mad at you because you can walk through a door that they can't.
Yes,
hey, come on. Hallelujah. Y'all might hear saying
hallelujah.
He said, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. Come on here, somebody. Cain, Abel was dead, but the blood was still speaking for him. Y'all hear me this morning. I said, Abel was dead, but the blood was still speaking for him. That's why he couldn't get away with it. Because the blood wouldn't let him get away with it. Come on, just talk about it. People think they're doing something to you and getting away with it, but the blood keeps speaking. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hey, that's why the Lord said, test out my anointing. Do my prophet no harm. Why? Because the blood will cool down on my father.
Yes, Lord.
Well, speak for them. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory be to God.
What's that down home?
He said, now you are under a curse.
That's what they call it.
Now Cain now has brought a curse on himself because he allowed his anger to get the best of him. We're in verse number 11 right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
He says, now you are under a curse and driven from the ground, which opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. Come on here, somebody. And so we ought to be careful how we treat each other. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Because the same blood that cover you, cover your brother. The same blood that cover you, cover your sister. If they're walking in obedience, come on here, somebody. But the blood don't cover you if you're not obedient. Come on here, somebody. Can y'all hear me this morning?
Hallelujah.
See, the blood only cover us when we are what? Walking in obedience.
That's right. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when you're obedient, the blood will cover you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're welcome,
we're going to still give God a shout. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hey,
hallelujah.
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 He's working with me. He's
talking
to me. He's doing what I'm supposed to do, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Woo.
Now I want you to go to Genesis chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Genesis chapter 8. Let's look at verse 20.
Hallelujah.
Remember what I said to you, to y'all saints, everything is about an offering. Everything is centered around an offering. When God wanted a people, he gave what? An offering. Everything in the universe is affected by an offering.
Okay.
You just got to be careful where you give your offering to, because wherever you give it to is where you're going to reap the harvest from. Come on, give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Genesis chapter 8, verse 20. Is anybody ready?
Yeah.
And the word of the Lord reads, it says, and then Noah built an altar. How many know that when you build an altar, the altar is where you put your offering on? Come on here, somebody. You don't build an altar unless you're intending to do what? Give an offering. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Hey! Shout out to the Lord, y'all not my son, though. Hallelujah. And they'll build an altar to the Lord. And taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed burnt offerings on it. Verse 21, and the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and said in his heart, never again will I curse the ground because of humans. Now, listen, God, knowing when he gave that offering, changed God's heart about wanting to kill all the human beings. Hallelujah. He said, no, I ain't going to do that no more. Why? Because what he smelled was good. Come on here, somebody. Yeah. The offering smelled good to him.
Hallelujah.
Don't you know that when God, that when we give our offering, that God can smell your offering? Y'all ain't said nothing this morning. Hallelujah. When it's a sweet favor, when you're being obedient, God says, look at my baby. Hallelujah. Look at my daughter. Yeah. Look at my son. Hallelujah. They blessing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Praise
somebody
the Lord.
Give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah. And verse 21, and the Lord smells a pleasing aroma. That's just like when you're cooking something good and you smell it, you say, that sure smell good. Hallelujah! Because you know you put your foot in it. Glory to God. So you know what it's smelling like. Glory to God. Got the whole house lit up. Got the neighbors and trying to come by and trying to smell something. Hallelujah! That's how God is saying the offering is. When we are obedient to him, he said that's a sweet smelling savor. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
That's a sweet aroma. Hallelujah. And then look what God says. Never again will I curse the ground. Come on here, somebody. So then the ground become uncursed when we give our offering. Because God says now you're giving in obedience. Yeah. So the curse has been what? Reversed. Somebody praise God for that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to make it easy for you.
Because of humans, even though every inclination of the human heart is evil from childhood.
Yes.
And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. So God made a covenant with himself. Now, look at verse 22. Everybody, look at verse 22. Circle verse 22. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen.
He said, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest.
Mm-hmm.
No, the first thing you say is what? Seed time and harvest. That's the most important. Seed time
and harvest.
Why? Because everything is produced by the seed.
Yeah.
And the seed represents what? An offering.
Wow. Yeah.
So he says, as long as the earth endures, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night will never cease. Come on here, somebody. That's it. So everything is a seed. Everything is an offering. That's what I'm saying. That's why the Holy Ghost is saying what he's saying to us. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
yes.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Now, go to Exodus 23 and 19. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I would say that. Be careful. Don't put no unclean thing on the altar that you make to God. Whatever you do, make sure that it's pleasing in his sight. Make sure that you're giving out of obedience to God. Why? Because God loves what? Obedience.
Yeah.
And obedience is better than sacrifice. Come on here, somebody. Can everybody hear me this morning?
Amen.
God want to get us out of the place of always feeling like that we got to sacrifice. Once you become obedient, then you realize sacrifice is not the will of God. Come on here, somebody. We only sacrifice when we're disobedient. Come on here, somebody. Sacrifice is a second chance at obedience. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
How many know that it's not God's will for you to go without?
Amen.
And a lot of us is sacrificing because we're not being obedient. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
23:19. Now, God is saying, Once we start walking and being obedient, then we get out of the spirit of sacrifice. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And then we try to play it off, talking about God is trying to teach me something. God is trying to show me something.
Amen.
No, you won't be obedient. You're hard-headed. God is saying you're sacrificing because you won't be obedient. Hallelujah.
Mm.
That's it. Because God don't want to see us what? Going without. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It's like God going to do his part. We just got to do our part. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
If you send to God's need, then he'll send to your need.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Now, he said, faith the man of God, okay.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, when you get to Exodus 23, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to see. God says, start at verse 14, glory to God. Is everybody there?
Amen.
Amen.
Exodus
23:14.
Yeah, Exodus 23, and we're going to start at verse 14. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, three times a year you are to celebrate a festival to me. Look at God. Tell me that God ain't about celebration.
Hallelujah.
God said, three times a year you ought to celebrate a festival to me. Celebrate the festival of unleavened bread for 7 days. Eat bread made without yeast. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. As I commanded you, do this at the appointed time in the month of Abib. For in the month you came out of Egypt. Come on here, somebody. So the unleavened bread is to show and give appreciation to God for him delivering you out of what? Bondage. Come on here, somebody. And notice what he said. He said, no one is to appear before me empty-handed. Come on here, somebody. Somebody need to circle and highlight that. No one is to appear before me empty-handed. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
They're not talking about the spirit. It's the spirit to enter into God's presence without an offering. Come on here, somebody. Verse 16, celebrate the festival of harvest when the first fruit of the crops you sow in your field. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How many know harvest time is about to overtake us?
Yes.
I can't hear nobody.
Yes.
I said, how many know that harvest time is about to overtake us? Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
That's why the Holy Ghost says, get your seed in the ground because the harvest is getting ready to overtake the seed.
Yes, Lord.
Woo! Glory to God. Hallelujah.
water, and sugar.
Because God is giving the increase to whatever you're sowing. God is giving the increase to it.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And why things are happening instantaneously. Why? Because God is giving the increase. How many know that God is supernatural?
Yes, he is. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you for thinking.
Yeah, somebody to thank God for the increase right now. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
Then it says celebrate the festival of end gathering at the end of the year when you gather in your crops from the field.
Yes.
Now what that represents is your due season. Everything that is due you. Oh, Verse 17, three times a year, all the men are to appear before the sovereign Lord. Hallelujah. Do not offer the blood of a sacrifice to me along with anything containing yeast. Come on here, somebody. The fat of the festival offered must be kept until morning. Why? Because morning represents a new day. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We've been made to do it for a night, but what joy cometh. Somebody need to praise God for your morning. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
You got a morning time coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many know that the morning means that you made it through the night? Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
That's why all the warfare going in the night. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But I got some good news for you. If you've been having warfare in the night, the Bible says God gave his beloved sweet sleep. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and talk God to me. Hallelujah. The Bible says that God gave his beloved sweet sleep. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to tell you something, child of God. If you didn't gain your situation over to the Lord, and the use of both of y'all being up. Come on here, somebody. Somebody got to get some sleep. Come on here, somebody. Now, God said, I need to slumber, no sleep. Glory to God. If someone be trying to be up with God, well, we need to carry our hips to bed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. It said, Lord, I ain't going to try to stay with you. Lord, I done put it in your head. I'm going to sleep. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wake up in the morning and thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Somebody say, in the morning.
In the morning.
Everything's going to be all right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 19. It said, bring the best. Come on here, somebody. Bring the best. Hallelujah. Bring the best of the first fruit of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Hallelujah. You know what your Bible says in verse 19? Bring the best, glory to God.
Of your soil to the house of the Lord your God.
Now, listen, y'all. We're going to do like Anita Baker again. We're going to give him the best that we got. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Want the best you got to
give. That's it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. How many are getting blessed right now? Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many are getting blessed?
Amen.
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 Now, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to close it out for today. Now, we're going to close it out for right now. We're going to pick it back up later on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Exodus 35 right quick. Exodus chapter 35, verses 4 and 5. Come on here, somebody. Come with me right quick. Hallelujah. God got a lot to say about the offering, don't he? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
See, the problem is, is that this haven't been broken down to us. Come on, here, somebody. That preacher talking about just give. No, you need to explain to me. Yeah, let me know why. Let me know why God wants my offering.
Why he wants it the way he gets
it. That's it. That's it. Get me an understanding. Hallelujah.
Why we
got to
do the same
way
for him?
Amen.
Well, he just wanted anyway.
What's amen.
His son to be offered. That was his son.
That's it.
He gave God his son. Mm-hmm. That's how God knew his heart.
Yes,
and so how can we, by any means, withhold anything if God said, I give you my son as an example, glory to God. Hallelujah. That you can follow, glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't just give you anything. I gave you the best. That's why the Bible says, how would he withhold any material thing from us if he gave us his best spiritual thing? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
No good thing.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Are we in Exodus 35?
Yes.
We're going to hit it right quick.
35:4?
Yeah, verses 4 and 5.
Amen.
35:4 and 5. And the Lord says, and Moses said to the whole Israelite community, this is what the Lord has commanded. Somebody said commanded.
Commanded.
So when we are saved and born again and God save us, this is one of his what? Commandments. Come on here, somebody.
Order.
Verse 5. From what you have, take an offering for the Lord. Everyone who is willing. Now here's the part. Are we willing? See, when God really saved us, we become willing. That's why in Isaiah, and we're going to go there.
Coming over there today, I think.
After this, I'm going to show you something. It says, verse 5, from what you have taken offering from the Lord, anyone who is willing is to bring to the Lord an offering of gold, silver, and bronze, blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, goat hair, ram skin dyed red, and another type of durable leather. Now, God specified what he wants with the offering. Let me tell you something, child of God. If God pulls your heart to give an offering, he's going to always tell you what he wants you to give.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
I know that's
yeah.
right.
And when we're obedient to God, and see, the thing about the flesh is, amen, if we haven't conquered our flesh, the flesh will try to rebel. But when we have conquered the flesh, then we're willing to obey God with no hesitation.
Yeah.
Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah, and it was never in Cain's heart to obey God. See, the first sign of real obedience is when we can obey God and our giving. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He says that if you love me, you'll do what? Keep my commandments.
My commandments, yes.
And my commandments will be now what? Grievous to you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and give God a shout.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on and give God a praise offering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Thank you. Blue Kuda Bafad Dada Bose. Yes, Lord. We thank you today, God. Hallelujah. We bless your name, O God. And we thank you. Begin to worship him right now, child of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that your praise is an offering to God? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Your worship is an offering to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. While the anointing of God is flowing, hallelujah. I'm going to invite Elder in. Come on in, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Was that a good word on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. I say, was that a good word on today? Hallelujah.
Blessing.
Hallelujah.
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 He said, as long as the earth remains, if the earth not
still here, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. There will be seed time and harvest. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
The problem be we wait on it ain't planted no seed. Lord, have mercy.
Yes.
Hallelujah. 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 You can't get a harvest without first having to plant that seed. Hallelujah. We thank God for the education on today. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Because we need to know,
Lord,
what is the purpose of the seed. Because the preacher will tell you, the pastor will tell you, it's to put the dough knob on the church and to keep the lights on. And it may go for that, but that's not what it. Lord, have mercy. That's what they're using it for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. The purpose, amen, hallelujah, is to unlock what God already has for you. Hallelujah. Praise
Come
God.
Come on here. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. If the preacher would do what he's telling you to do, okay, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Come on here. Hallelujah. Come on here. Hallelujah.
Praise God. I'm gonna say this, hallelujah. We got too many people telling you to sow and they ain't sowing themselves.
Oh Lord,
Amen.
Have mercy,
hey,
praise
God.
God.
They getting cut off of your feet. Hallelujah.
Yes,
they
Lord. Hallelujah.
Your feet. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And that's why they wealth won't stand. That's why the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. Everything they got belong to you. Hallelujah, praise God. And your seed is going to be what's theirs. That's why he says, hallelujah, I'm giving you mansions that you didn't build. Hallelujah, and vineyards you did not grow. Hallelujah, praise God, because I'm allowing the wicked to build a house thinking they're going to live in it. I'm allowing the wicked, hallelujah, amen, to grow vineyards thinking they're going to eat off of it. Hallelujah, praise God. And then when I blow on it, oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I'm gonna blow it right to you because you sowed your seed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you for the man of God on the day. We thank you for the word that you put in his belly, Lord, to educate us about the seed. Hallelujah, Lord. And we praise you, we magnify you, we ask that you bless the man of God. That you strengthen the man of God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. That you continue to lead him and guide him. You continue to mold him and shape him, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Order him.
Yes, Lord.
For you said that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you for it. Praise God. We continue to keep your hands of protection around him, strengthen him both mind, body, and soul.
Lord.
And we thank you in advance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen.
Thank
praise
you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That was a word. That was a word. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to open up the floor. Amen. If you have a testimony. Amen. If you have a prayer request or if you have a comment or words of encouragement for the word for the man of God, or if you have a question. If you have a question on today, we invite you. How many of you know there's only one dumb question, and that's the question that you get next? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
that's
God.
It. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the floor is now open. If you have a question, comment, testimony, prayer request, the floor is open with everyone. Hallelujah. On the night. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah.
I'd like to have a special prayer. This is Linda.
Amen.
I need someone to pray. I'm praying. I've been praying consistently that the Lord would send somebody that my son Giovanni will, you know, listen to. And I'm just keep constantly praying that the light bulb will eventually click on in his head, that everybody's smile in his face and his friend. And I wish he would see that, open his eyes and see that. They only want to be bothered with him when he got us some money. When he get broke, they kick him to the curb. But in his eyes, oh, those are my friends. Yeah, right, miss me with that crap. So I need prayer for him, for his life. I'm praying that God would spare his life, you know, because I know where I'm going. I already made peace with it. I already know, you know, everybody have a date. Everybody's going to be called home. You're born to die. I am no. So, you know, I'm just praying that, you know, the Lord would send somebody or send some type of sign, like I said, where the light bulb would click on in his head, and he would get his life right for his kids. He has two beautiful daughters, and they need him.
Now,
you know, I pray for them to have strength, because those girls, they worry about him. You can see it all in their face. And when he comes through that door, they hope it just light up. So, you know, I'm going to continue to pray, you know. I realize it's not in my timing, it's in the Lord's timing. I do believe in, deep in my heart, the Lord has hands on him. The Lord is protecting him. Yeah. And it's kind of sad, because when he get intoxicated, he wants a certain, he wants to speak to a certain individual. So I know the Lord is touching him, you know. But that's what I'd just be requesting prayer for.
Amen. Father, we thank you. And we give you praise right now, Father. And, Father, we just lift Giovanni up right now, Father. Thank you, Lord God, for your daughter's faithfulness, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you heard her request, Lord. Thank you for sending a witness, God, to him, Lord. Hallelujah. To bear witness to the truth that's already in him, God. Father, we counsel the plans of the enemy that would want to destroy his life. For we know that the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. But we thank you that the assignment of the enemy has been canceled. Devil, you are alive, and the blood is against you. And Father, we bind the spirit of alcoholism off of his life. We thank you, Lord, that you are a delivering God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So you can set free, oh God.
Yes,
we ask you right now, God, that you would send your spirit of salvation to Giovanni, God, and deliver him out of the hand of the enemy. We thank you right now, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor. And we thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. But he was set free. It's free indeed, oh God. So we bless your name even right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout over
Jesus.
That I'm a
thank you, Jesus.
And thank God
thank
for that
you,
young
Jesus.
Man's deliverance. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And pray to God and take the taste out of his mouth over Jesus. Because God is able, come on here, somebody, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To deliver. And we give you praise, oh God. In your true humble name, we pray. Amen. Come on, give God another shout of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, too.
Hallelujah.
Hey, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You know God had to take the taste out of our mouth. Come on here, somebody. If you take the taste out of our mouth, he can do it for somebody else. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes,
the Bible says God is no respecter of person. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, tell me what I'm going to my son, but we thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise. Hallelujah to God. Back in your hands, Elder. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Do we have another testimony on today? Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Hallelujah. Amen. Another testimony or prayer request at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we thank God. Hallelujah for the message that went forth on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's act on the word of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's act on the word of God. Hallelujah. Don't become a hater. Praise God. Hallelujah. People that miss out on opportunities. Hallelujah. And hate on those that participated in the opportunity and got blessed. Don't become a hater. Praise God. Get in on it while you can. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is moving. God is doing some things.
Yes,
praise God. Hallelujah. And you better get in on it. Don't miss out on your opportunity. Hallelujah. Praise God. To get your blessing. The only thing stopping, hallelujah, your blessing is you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word
yes,
today. We will be back on tonight. 5 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Central time, and 8 o'clock, hallelujah, Eastern Standard time. We're getting a lot of feedback, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Eastern Standard time, praise God. Hallelujah. We will be back with the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. The man of God, amen, will be bringing forth another dynamic word from the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Your input is invalid.
Amen. So we just, amen, thank God. Hallelujah. Amen for everything he's doing. Praise God. And like I said, we're going to be back tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Somebody please mute your phone. We're getting a lot of feedback. I don't know if you got your phone on speaker or what the case may be, but we're getting a lot of feedback. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'm going to go ahead and turn it back over into the hands of the man of God, and he's going to dismiss us for the day. Hallelujah. Then I got some gospel for you. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Somebody give God another shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yay!
Is there anybody that got any more comments before I close it out? Before the Lord have me to close it out? Everybody content? All hearts are content?
Hallelujah.
The Father, we thank you and we praise you. And we give you honor, God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you for what our eyes, spiritual eyes have seen, and our spiritual ears have heard. Thank you for what our spiritual heart understands. We thank you, Lord God, for revealing to us the power of our office. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, how to present to you, amen, an unable offering, hallelujah, God, how to present to you a pleasing offering that will put a sweet aroma in your nostrils, oh God. We thank you right now, God, and we bless your name, God, and we forever call God, our key to the Moshe. We thank you, oh God. We thank you for who you are, Lord. We bless your holy name today, Lord God.
And we thank you for tonight, oh God. So keep our minds and our heart, God, hallelujah, stayed on you, oh God. We thank you. And we give you praise and glory and honor, Lord God, in adoration, oh God. We bless you tonight. I mean, this morning. And we thank you for all things. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody give him a shout of victory. Somebody give him a shout of praise. Somebody right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. 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 Thank you, God. Don't forget to sow your seed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he's offering to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So that you can come into your harvest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Those who have not sowed yet. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want us to stay excited. Glory to God. God has given us something on this thing, y'all. God has given us revelation knowledge concerning giving. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Can I share something with y'all before we close out? Yeah, let me hit this right quick before we close out. The Lord spoke this in my spirit. He said, when I get through with y'all, other people are going to be able to identify you by your giving. He said, because I'm going to put a special anointing on your giving.
Amen.
Are y'all to hear what the Holy Ghost said? Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. He said, I'm going to put a special anointing on your giving.
Amen.
If you believe that, come on, give God a shout.
Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, man. Now, Abby, you can go ahead and thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I love y'all. I love y'all.
Love you guys.
Well, it's tender and offering time, y'all. All right, y'all excited? Come on, come on. Hey. Oh, come on, everybody. Hey. But he will be rebuked. Come on, say, y'all.
Give what you have.
Oh, Lord,
Lord will give you more.
Give what you have, y'all.
Give what you have.
Oh, Lord.
Give so much more and more.
Give what you have.
Give what you have.
And the Lord is.
Lord will give you more.
Oh, give it now.
Give what you have. Oh, we have so much more and more.
He's a God of abundance who will meet all your needs. He's just waiting on you, my brother, my sister. To just plant the seed. We're to encourage you. Your offering to bring. And there's a blessing waiting on you. Like in Matthew 14. Yes, it's the story of a multitude. How they were fed. When Jesus sat down in a bread and fish. And 5 loaves of bread. Oh, there's a miracle that was performed on that day. Do you know there's one waiting on you?
Yeah.
The Bible says that men will give unto you press down,
pull
taken together, y'all, running over.
Oh,
young people, how many of you know when the Spirit tell you move, you better move. Praise God. Hallelujah on the day.
Yeah.
We're
going to get the church crunk on this one.
Lord.
They're going to be dancing in the aisles on this one. Yeah. Going to have to take your heels off. Yeah. Anointed truth. Let's go. Spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance on my clothes. Yeah, cause I know I've been shown.
Your
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet,
better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Why?
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I can feel the spirit all in the building. It's going down from the flow up to the ceiling. Drop the black prince of preachers and we sold a million. We independent, so we made a killing. And Alexis told me that we was winning, he prophesied it. I guess he knew it from front of the beginning. They think we deal the way we live, and the only thing we giving is deliverance and healing. I got that word, I'm the plug if you need it. The truth is what I'm speaking, I'm not trying to sound conceited. It's all God's plan, he's the mastermind. He told me it's my time, and then he gave me mine. Man,
your spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet.
You better move your feet.
You better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like this, about to dance on my clothes.
Yeah,
cause I know I've been chose.
Your
spirit make you bob your head. You better bob your head.
You better bob your head.
Your spirit make you move your feet. You better move your feet.
Better move your feet.
Your spirit make you move to the left, then move to the right, then lean with it, rock with it.
Rock
I'm like David about to dance on my clothes.
Why?
Cause I know I've been chose. I enter in his courts with praises. You just praying, but what is you saying? My blessings creeping up like Jason. You can't beat God given, I'm just saying. You see, I make hits. I know you feel it. My ghost writer's the Holy Spirit. You get it? I stay repping Christ, cause he the realest. I guess this tracker sacrifice, cause I just healed it.
Okay.
Stop with the poker face. You know what the deal is. When haters try, I'll let you know. But look, I'm still here. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so fast that I don't need to hook to end it. I'm in the fast lane, fifth gear wheel spinning. This song's so far that I don't need to hook the engine.
Word.
Where I first began.
I'll be believing.
I love you.
You're listening to the sound.
Yeah.
And we pray that our offering, God, be a pleasing aroma to your nostrils, oh God.
Hallelujah.
We give you praise as we give in obedience out of our love for you. Let our offering always be an able offering. Hallelujah. Let us always give you the best that we have. And we give you praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Bye.
Yes, sir.